Going on, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with some extra cheese after, 7 hours of streaming? What the hell, why not stick around and talk about the entirety of all 3 days that we just witnessed Green Bay Packers, their 2022 NFL draft class? I got to admit, I'm trying hard not to get too excited here, but man, I am pretty fucking excited about this draft class. That it's the way Brian went about addressing needs, making things happen as far as what they needed to do in this draft. I'm so excited. I can't contain it. I got to admit, it's pretty exciting. It's amazing to me that all the consternation out of the first night into the trade up for Watson on that second night, and the excitement, and even the folks who were bemoaning the first night suddenly coming on board, so to speak. It's so great. It's so great to watch people get excited. All the hope that the draft weekend is filled with, the selections. I mean, just going down the line from Walker, I think a lot's been talked about how he can augment the inside of this defense. How many years have we been talking about how the best defenses are strong through the middle? The Packers have had issues through the middle for years. Between the Wyatt and Walker selections, going a long way to address that, getting Kenny some help up front, along with the Reed pickup and free agency. Telling you, I am, again, I'm trying not to get too excited, but man, the possibilities, the potential off of this kind of draft is just off the charts, through the roof, whatever you want to say. The Ryan pick, the UCLA offensive lineman, it's a pick that I think, just watching a little bit last night when I got home very, very late, but I agree with Mark Oldacres, who put it perfectly. He may not be technically the most beautiful thing to watch, but damn, if he just is the bouncer at the club who is not letting you in. I mean, you guy who's going to get it done come hell or high water, doesn't matter how it looks, that's a dude who is just not letting you get to the quarterback. Excited about that. Absolutely excited about that. And then today's selections, I'm not going to say too much about them because obviously I haven't watched any of these gentlemen yet, but I do like the direction Goody has taken with this class. And man, is it training camp yet? Can we get on the grass? Can we talk about it? Let's do it. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. AJ Vincent, thanks for the super chat, buddy. This is the happiest you've been after a Goody draft. It's the most excited I've been. I can honestly say that. And you guys know me. My draft grade is always nobody knows. They got to get here. And we just heard from Gutekunst. He was talking to the media and saying essentially that, like, you never really know until you see him. You got to get him in the NFL group playing against NFL competition. But first blush, man, it's hard not to be excited about this draft class. No doubt. My name is, what's up, man? Thanks for slogging through 3 days of this. Hey, it's all good. My name is Michael McDonald. What I do, man. It's what I do. I'm just sitting here. I'm so excited. I had a chat about it. Gabriel, thanks for the super chat. I know draft grade won't matter, but why can't I stop clicking on the articles? Help me, Nags. Look, I get it. I get why people do draft grades. I get why people read them. They're exciting, especially in the immediate aftermath of the draft. They're not for me, but I get why people like them. It's all good. Can we get Jarvis now? Oh, Mitchell, I would suspect no. I think, I mean, if the reports about what he's asking for are true, there's absolutely no way. But they got three receivers today. And I understand not all of them are household names and none of them are premium picks outside of Watson. But let's get these gentlemen on the grass and see what they can do. Joe's home theater. What's up, man? Goot loves versatility and athleticism and sticks to it. I think that philosophy will pay off for us. I mean, especially along the offensive line, it already has. And you heard him talking a little bit ago about the versatility aspect and how important it is to many of the positions. No doubt about it. It is a tenet of what he's looking for. I mean, that comes through and not only in this class, but pretty much all of his classes so far. Attorney Cooper, you're happy with the draft class. There we go. You were so despondent after night one. Good to see you. Good to see you come around. Dustin, what's up? First time in a long time, I'm overly excited about the defense. It's hard not to get too excited about it. No question. The fact that you're coming off the performance we saw in the playoffs, and yes, it is one night. It is certainly against a certain type of quarterback and a type of offense. But yes, the way they were firing on all cylinders in that performance, you get these new bodies in there, development from within coupled with some youth. Yeah. You how can you not be excited? Overshadowed Sean, greatest draft ever. All right. All right. I'll take it. I'll take the excitement. I like it. I like it a lot. Oh my gosh. But what I love is, I don't know if you guys, how many of you were on, most of you probably, but some of you may have missed during the stream when we had Joseph, one of our Patreon members who is a draftnik and loves the draft and goes on a deep dive. And he's talking about his board, and somebody in the chat was like, why do we want this rando and his board? Who cares? And he literally nailed the Zach Tom pick right before it happened. I love moments like that. That is the best. Overshadow Sean, that's the spirit. Eric, thank you, Cheesehead TV, for your great work on the draft. Much appreciated to all involved. Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much for tuning in and joining us. Edge rusher from South Carolina would be great in the rotation. Can't wait. I mean, it's interesting that you can't address every position, right? And you can't utilize a premium pick. And I do understand that. I think some of the trepidation from folks when it comes to trading up for Watson and what they gave up to get up there, that extra second round pick, you do wonder, okay, if they stick there, they're probably obviously still would have been that run on wide receivers. Would that have enabled them possibly to get an edge? You know, I have no idea, like, value wise, who was there, who might have been available, who they would have had on their board, etc. But that is the one spot where I could kind of understand, like, you know, they gave up a significant pick to go get Watson. That said, all you got to do is watch Watson's tape to get excited about that selection and whatever they had to pay, man. Once he's on an NFL field catching passes from Aaron Rodgers, skying over people, making, you know, big plays happen, you're not going to care about what they gave up. You're not going to think about, oh no, they might have gotten some other dude. You're going to be thinking about, oh, here he is torching dudes. And it's just, I'm so excited. His potential as a, not just a playmaker, but I'm talking superstar in this league is vast. And also, I am praying to Jesus that Christian Watson just works out for no other reason than we can watch him torch the Vikings twice a year and thank the Vikings for letting it happen, for enabling it, trading within the division. I'm just looking forward to it. Greg, thanks for the super chat. Love you and Banky and everything your team does. Thanks again. Just wish I wasn't moving and could have joined the Zoom calls. Didn't stop me from too many super chats, though. Thank you, Greg. Really appreciate your support for both this super chat and, of course, throughout the draft. Thank you. Zane, what's up, man? Aaron, you talk a lot about not being upset when players get paid because they're worth it. So I am once again asking that Tyler Herrick get his money. That is an issue for Mr. Banky. He is both Russ Ball and Brian Gutekunst when it comes to Cheesehead TV. So that you will have to direct that to Mr. Banky. I'm with you. Sign him to a lifetime deal. Cyril, what's up, man? Thank you for the super chat. Hats off to another Cheesehead TV draft weekend. This draft might feel like one of the greatest, and props to Joseph, one of the many that makes this event the best. Go Pack Go. Yes, thanks. And thanks for watching, Cyril. Thanks for participating. Thanks for your support on Patreon. And thank you for the shout out to Joseph. I mean, this kid does insane amounts of work. And here's the other crazy part. Joseph, you saw the board. You saw him talking about all these prospects. He's doing that while he's in the Army. He's literally an enlisted member of the U.S. Army and also an insane draftnik who is breaking down prospects who are available in round 7 of the NFL draft. Hundreds of dudes. And he's got info and information and opinions about almost all of them. That's insane. Real, real hats off to Joseph there. Timbo Slice, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. NFL proves again why they are king. Unlike other leagues, they make draft fun to watch, have casual football fans on social media even talking about it. Well, yeah, that's their goal, right? Not only in the content that they provide, but making sure that there is content to talk about 365, at least as close as possible. No question. No doubt of it. LOL says, woo, A-plus draft. I mean, if we're giving out grades, why not, right? We're in charge. We're the teachers. We can say A-plus, right? We're allowed to do that. No doubt about it. Wait, you went live again? You madman. I just looked at the stream and I was like, well, I've been on for 7 hours. I might as well go for 8. Come on now. Besides, it's one of the rare Saturday nights that I've got all to myself. What else am I going to do? Jordan Love needs to be traded. Bobby, I'm going to disagree with your police work there. Brian was asked about that in his post-draft presser just now, and you know they like what they got. They're going to let him develop, and I agree with that sentiment. No doubt about it. Robot, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Any way we can support Joseph's work? Yeah, I'll find out. Off the top of my head, I got nothing for you, but I'll find out if there's a Venmo for him, and I'll put it in the description of this video when I'm done. No corners means a good sign of extension soon. I mean, that extension's coming regardless of what would have happened in this draft. I know they started talking during the combine. There's been a lot going on because when they started talking, that was before they even knew if Rodgers was coming back, but then they also had to deal with Devontae. Now they've had the draft. Now they're going to start, you know, sifting through the rest of free agency. I would suspect it gets done prior to the start of training camp, but we shall see. Undrafted free agents are coming in and looks promising. Iowa running back. I mean, if you're an agent and you're looking at opportunities, you're looking at teams that are actually going to give your guy a legit shot to shake out. I mean, I know this has been talked about a lot. Like the Packers are one of the best, you know, Seattle's in that mix, probably the Ravens as well, but you want to go to a team that actually gives opportunities to guys. You know, there's lots of teams that just, they legit, you talk about camp bodies, they view the undrafted free agents as camp bodies for the most part. Not always, but for the most part. In Green Bay, it's pretty clear. If you make plays every day, if you turn heads and you put it on tape, I mean, Aaron Rodgers told that great story about watching tape from practice one day about, you know, the practice squad guys and seeing Alan Lazard and going, who is this guy? Get him up here. Let me work with him. That's what it takes. But you need those opportunities, and the Green Bay affords guys those opportunities. So undrafted free agents, they're agents. They know. They want an opportunity. You look at, you know, I think Edge is a spot to look at for undrafted guys in Green Bay because they're probably going to get a shot. So it's definitely something to look at. Justin, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciated, man. Timo, I love this. I love this reference. Good draft. I'm thinking Super Bowl. That is a reference to Charles Woodson on the sideline of a preseason game when Aaron Rodgers goes, I don't know. I think we got a pretty good squad. What do you think, Wood? And Wood says, good squad. I'm thinking Super Bowl. That's a great pull, Timo. Carl, what's up, man? For the Corey Banky Indigenous Pollinators Garden Fund. Thanks for all your hard work, guys. See, what I love is that you have to be in the deep, dark recesses of the 7+ hour draft stream to get that reference. I love it, Carl. Nico, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Walker equals R. Lewis. Wyatt equals Aaron Donald. Watson equals R. Moss. Greatest draft class ever, clearly. AJ, thank you for the super chat. Fascinated to see what week one starting O-line is. Yes. I tell you what, this kid from UCLA, I think he's got a legit shot to be your starter at right tackle. And I know he's going to play probably up and down the line. They're going to see where he is, where he fits in the NFL. Think he's going to be rolled out to a number of different positions throughout offseason, training camp, etc. But man, he's got what it takes. We'll see. We'll see. It's early. It's first blush. And I've watched very little on him yet. But first blush, I'm down with that. Parker, what do you think about having YouTubers announcing picks? That was what we were talking about before. It's the NFL making it a show. It's cool. It's great. Why not? I didn't hear one lick of the NFL Network feed this entirety of this draft. I mean, I was watching it with everybody else on a monitor, but that's for a certain audience. If you consume the draft another way, you're like watching PFF's live stream and you're consuming it that way, or you're watching the Cheesehead TV live stream because you're a diehard Packers fan. You know, it's like lots of different ways to come to the draft. There's lots of different ways to produce content around it. So they have a YouTuber announcing a pick. Cool. Rock and roll. What else we got here? The O-line is stacked now. I'm down with that idea. Yes. I mean, again, candy, and you got to let guys actually get on the field and play against NFL competition. But I like where it's headed. I do like where it's headed. Packers Ring of Honor needs to make some room after this weekend. You tell them, Mamba. I like it. I absolutely like it. All right, everybody. I'm not gonna stick too long. I just wanted to come on and give you guys a shout out and thank you so much for hanging out with us all weekend. Talk a little bit about this draft class. I am insanely excited. Can't wait to see what shakes out in undrafted free agency. Thank you for all your support throughout the draft, throughout the weekend, and leading up to the draft, and all the content we put out at Cheesehead TV, interacting with it, etc. Thank you so much. I am going to go have a beer. Hope you guys all have a great weekend. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Go Pack, go.